Okay, we are in Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Beis, and the last time we learned, which was last Sunday, we began Perek Yud Aleph. And you want to go over it with a little bit more detail, because I ran through it and try to understand, which is really, I think, this Perek Yud, but particularly Perek Yud Aleph, is very, very fundamental in terms of spelling out that which we have been talking out, which is what is the essence and the purpose of tefillah. With your permission, though, I want to give the following introduction that just something I thought about over Shabbos. I think it's a very interesting halachic nekuda, and that is this, that when it comes, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're there, it says that when it comes to teaching Torah, let's say I'm teaching Torah or you're teaching Torah. So the halacha is that you have to teach without compensation, for free. Like Hashem. Mahu b'chinam, afata b'chinam. Not only that, the Rambam adds that not only you're not allowed to charge for learning Torah, you're not allowed to pay somebody to teach you Torah. Which now it seems like we're all, or probably everybody in the room is violating at least one of those two things. So the answer is, as everybody knows, mutter to take schar batola. So schar batola is like a built-in thumb thing. And the schar batola means that you can't pay me for teaching Torah per se, but if in order for me to be able to teach Torah, so I have to not take a job in real estate or garbage collection or whatever else I would be doing. So schar batola is you have to pay me what I'm losing by coming to teach Torah. And that's the heter to charge to learn Torah, and that's the heter. This is not an appeal. No charge, but I'm just saying that's the way the halacha works. And it's all based on the fact that you have to be like Hashem. Mahu b'chinam, afata b'chinam. Hashem didn't give us and everybody a bill to get the Torah, to stand Mount in Torah. It wasn't like you had to pay like going to the theater, even though it was, a great light and sound show. It wasn't a theater. You didn't have to pay money or anything. The golden calf was their choice, but they didn't have to pay anything. So bahu b'chinam atatiyah b'chinam. Yadua, this is all yadua. What's not so yadua is that, or not so thought about, is this is not the case by mitzvos. Torah or mitzvos. Mitzvos, another that goes together, Torah mitzvos. Mitzvos, not only are you allowed to pay, but you're mechuyev to pay. It's a milah to pay. If somebody gives you an esrog for free as a gift, so it's mashma that it's a better thing to tikna oisei b'damim yikarim. You're supposed to, lozach chostin. You're supposed to spend your money on an esrog. And the Rambam puts it all together. You should buy b'damim yikarim. You should take a lot of your money to buy esrog yafe, v'tfilin nois, mezuzah yafe. The Rambam has a whole paragraph about how you should spend money on this. We have in Shul, you have everywhere, not just here, you have auctions, for Chosin Bracious, Chosin Tyre Agav. I'm making a Kiddush this week for Chosin Bracious, so everybody is welcome to come. Yeah, it's very exciting. But it costs a lot of money. Not mine, Baruch Hashem, but it costs a lot of money. 12,000 shekels, 13,000 shekels. Something of that nature. It was serious amount of money. So like Behechatesa, give it away for free. In fact, when I first came to Beit Shemesh, so they were raffling off daf gemaras and all kinds of things, anything but money. So and we were very poor. And I pointed out that in Shulchan Aruch it doesn't say that. In Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to spend money. It's all very noble to make up your own ideas. You're supposed to spend money. So it's a very interesting thing that when it comes to Torah, everything's free, free, free. When it comes to mitzvahs, nobody's expecting the sefer to not charge you to make a tefillin or to pay you, or you should only pay him schar batola. It's business. He makes the mezuzah, and you get the tefillin and you pay it beyond the karma. What's the difference between Torah and mitzvah? So the difference is, to speak out something very poshut, that Torah is Hashem's gift to us. Mitzvah is our gift to Hashem. Torah is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodoy v'atzmoy gave the Torah haluchos, luchos elokim heima v'amichtav, michtav elokim u'chorus al haluchos. This was all something that came from the Shemayim to Klal Yisrael. Here you go. Here's the Torah. And this Chazal say, Bahu b'chinam, afato tiyah b'chinam. Mitzvos is what we need to do. This was Moshe Rabbeinu's whole, the Gemara Benachas Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu's whole taina to the Malachim. What are you going to do with the Torah? You can't even do mitzvah. So you can't do kibbutz aveim. You can't do tefillin. You can't do. What do you don't even have a head? So what are you going to do with the mitzvos? Mitzvos is our thing to do. Our thing to do. So our thing to do means that we have to pay for it. So when it comes, so we have to make a distinction, an important halachic distinction, and it's an important, I think, philosophical understanding of the distinction between Torah and mitzvahs. One is Hashem to us, and one is us to Hashem. Interesting, just to prove the point, is that in the Shach it says, in your day, Reish Mem Vav, I believe, in the Shach it says that Tani Mili for Torah Shebiksav, meaning that's talking about somebody's teaching you Chumash and Tanakh, teaching you how to read, those things have to be for free. But if somebody's Melamedois Chasvarois, and lefalpel, and to be madama milsa la milsa, somebody's teaching you how to think. So, let's say not cheder, but yeshiva gedoyla, right? So you're going to Lakewood. So now it's a different story. So there you're allowed to charge already, which is an interesting. Here the world is hafuch, right? That people certainly in America pay astronomical amounts of money for elementary education, and then for yeshiva gedolah, so nobody wants to pay. But and here too, they pay money for elementary education and not for. But it's the other way around. That when it comes to elementary education, you do have to, do it for free. You do have to do it for free. That's why it's a whole question of taking meiser from it. It's supposed to be free. What are you getting with meiser for hischar batola? Doesn't make that much sense. Whereas yeshiva gedolah is a different thing. But when it comes to Torah Shebal Peh, the Shach says that Torah Shebal Peh, you are allowed to charge. Why? Because Torah Shebal Peh it means two things. Torah Shebal Peh means what Hashem gave with the Torah Shebiksav, meaning put on tefillin, bal peh, and they're black and square. That's one aspect of Torah Shebal Peh. But the other Torah Shebal Peh that we talk about as Torah Shebal Peh is Gemara. We're learning how to be Madame Milsa, Rava Abaya, Ravina Ravashi. That's the Torah Shebal Peh, the Svaris and the Noise of a Noise. And that's our job already. Since it's our job, you're allowed to pay, and you should pay, and that could cost money. So like to get again, when it comes to what Hashem gives us free, when it comes to us giving Hashem money. Why? Because money is v'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol meyodecha. Right? The yesod is clear. It's a very important yesod to understand this difference between Torah and mitzvahs. I'll tell you while I'm here, just nogeya to the parsha, it's very interesting that Avraham Avinu came and he made his historical purchase of Eretz Yisrael. 40,000 people came to Hebron to celebrate Avraham Avinu's purchase in Eretz Yisrael yesterday. So follow the psukim. Avraham Avinu says to Ephron, here I am, ger v'toshav anochi imachem. Rashi explains, it's a chazal, that look at me whatever way you want. If you're looking at me as a stranger, I'll buy it. If you're looking at me as a toshav, meaning that Hashem gave me this land, it's really mine, I don't have to buy anything, so they'll give it to me for free. So either for free, either ger, v'toshav. In other words, if you want to sell it to me, I'll buy it. If you don't want to sell it to me, I'll take it. That's how Rashi understands the pasuk. It's mine anyway. I'm just being nice and offering you money. Why didn't he just go to the straight to the? This was like sort of like un-Jewish. I'm a toshav. It's mine. Just give it to me. What was the hakdama? So okay. So mefarshim say, he wanted to be nice. He wanted to be near Derech Eretz. He didn't want to have Ephron on his back. Some say that he wanted to have some type of a star, a record that we own Eretz Yisrael. So today we could say we own Eretz Yisrael. But it's a funny thing. Then even when Ephron said, take it for free, meaning seems to be that he was maskib. I think it means that he was maskib, that you're a toshav, you're not a ger. This is your land. I mean, I can't charge you. But Rabbeinu insisted, no. I want to pay. I dafka want to pay. And then he gave him the arba meo shekel kesef avar l'soifer. What's going on here in this these few psukim, if you look at it ba'obek, is that Avraham Avinu was looking at two things. One is Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael as a matana. The second thing is I have a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So, ger v'toshav anochi imachem. If you want to look at it as, it's my land, it is my land, and I could just take it. And Ephron would have gone along with that. But what Avraham Avinu insisted on, is, no, I want to pay for this mitzvah dafka, just like I want to pay for my esrog, and I want to pay for my tefillin. I want to pay for Eretz Yisrael, because the Eretz Yisrael is a makom of hashras hashchina. Eretz Yisrael is the gift that Hashem gave us, where you can be holier in Eretz Yisrael, and you even want to be holier in Eretz Yisrael than you are anywhere else. People want to be holy when they come here. I hear it all the time. So if people, the kedushas hadavar is to cost money. It are the sarusa de lasata of the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to just review a minute, because I think it's an important insight. The way I always explain it, the mashal I give to it is if you look at it as a circle. So, which the Nefesh HaChayim describes, like look at it as the raid cycle is the example I always give. So a raid cycle is a cycle, it's a circle. It means that there's a cloud above us, the cloud bursts rain, the rain comes to the ground, the water evaporates, and it turns into a cloud, and then it evaporates, it goes around, and the world goes around. That's how the world works. Hashem on top, we're on the bottom. What does it mean we're on the bottom? That we're not rainmakers, but let's say you pollute all the seas and the oceans, then you evaporate acid rain or pollutants, and down comes acid rain. So we do have some control over what comes down. What goes up must come down. So what's happening over here is I'm just giving a mashal to Isarusa de la Sata, Isarusa de la Ela. The design of the world is such that the human, particularly the Yisrael, more so because we accepted this upon ourselves at Har Sinai, and Avraham Avinu accepted upon ourselves that the mechanism, the marechet, to which this whole thing works, is that Hashem gives for us to do, and then Hashem does more and gives more bracha for us to do. So we're not recipients or end users of the bria; we're part of the marechet. This is Nefesh HaChayim, the entire Shar Beis until now. We are the marechet. It's an extremely powerful thing. Somebody, as an example, talks lashon hara. It's worse than just evaporating pollutants. Somebody talks lashon hara, actually, like shutting down switches in Shemayim of bracha and shefa that can come into this world, not just for us, for everybody around us. That's the koach of lashon hara, and certain averus we have a besarah make do a worse thing in this area, and some do less of a thing. But mitzvahs make it rain. So b'hayim shabaya tishma is the whole kriya shma is miyusid on this. Nasati b'tar artzecha. That this comes out the Yerah Malkush. It's not that like we pray for rain and it rains. It doesn't necessarily. But it's a more roundabout thing than that, and a much more profound thing than that, that it goes up to the Shemayim. The Shemayim is working better, and once the Shemayim works better, it rains. So Avraham Avinu wanted this Eretz Yisrael to be not just his as a matana, but his as a kinyan. And his as a kinyan was a kiyum of not just hilu Torah, but mitzvos. He wanted to do his part, and therefore, arba meyo shekel kesef of our l'soicher. To buy a deer in Eretz Yisrael, if you're able, if you have the schus of doing that, this is a big mitzvah. You're allowed to do the drabbanon on Shabbos even. Why dafka to buy it in Eretz Yisrael? It's all part of the developing area, just like it's a mitzvah to plow the land and to plant a garden, and these are the mitzvah of the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, of doing our part in the whole cycle of the bria. Do what you can in the tikkun the Tikkun HaAretz. Okay, so that's the introduction. So in this, in Parakut Aleph, the Nefesh HaChayim says, and we started reading it, Yoel HaNavi, learned in Parak Yud, said, Vashem Nosan Koiloi Lifnei Cheloi. Hashem Nosan Koiloi Lifnei Cheloi. Whenever we speak about the Koil Hashem, we speak about Koil Hashem Bakoyach, Koil Hashem Bahodor, Koil Hashem Shever Arozim, Vayishaber Hashem Erzei Halavonoin, Koil Hashem. We talk about it at Har Sinai, we say it was a Koil Godol V'loy Yosaf. The Koil that was coming. The Koil is not necessarily an audible Koil. V'harayi, the Chumash says, V'yares HaKoilois. It wasn't just we were getting all mixed up between our senses, you know, intersensory disorder, Vayaris HaKoilois. But a Koil refers to, I mean, you could say that, but the emes of it is that a Koil refers to the connectivity between Shemayim and Aretz. The Koil Gadol LaYosef means that Hashem is turned on the faucet of Shefa into this world. That's called the Koil Gadol. The Koil Gadol, says the Zayar, is Nisayar by the Koil Katan. We're the Koil Katan, Hashem is the Koil Gadol. So our Koil is Tfila, Hashem's Koil is the Koil Gadol. The Koil Katan is Meir, the Koil Gadol, the Koil Gadol, and this is the rain cycle that I'm describing. It doesn't end. Lo Yosef means Lo was right. The Targum says Lo Pasak. Lo Yosef, Lo Pasak. But then he says, Hashem Nosan Koiloi Lifnei Cheloi. Cheloi we know to be like Chayalim. Those who protect, those who work for the soldiers. Remezeh Ha'ikir HaGadol Sh'inyin HaTfila. Listen to these words. Remezeh Ha'ikir HaGadol Sh'inyin HaTfila. This is the Ikir. The Ikir HaGadol, this is the main Ikir of Tefillah. Sheklal kavanosei hu lechavin rak lohosef koyach b'kedusha. That the Ikir of Tefillah is not for here, right? I'm davening that my camera is going to work. I'm davening that my throat is going to work. That's not the Ikir of Tefillah. The Ikir of Tefillah is rak lohosef koyach b'kedusha. I'm davening for that spiritual rain cloud. That's what I'm davening for. Memela, if that works, there will be bracha and shefa in the world. But I'm not davening. It doesn't work like this or inward. It's an outward and upward motion of tefillah changing the shemayim. Shekamoy shoyish me'an she'achayil. And that's what Yoel gave as a mashal to a soldier. Aish me'an she'achayil mashlich kol inyon of etzorche atzme mineged. If you're going to be a good soldier, you need to not think about yourself. I mean, you're putting your life on the line. You're going there to protect somebody else. So how does, like, unless you're a great soldier or a great tzaddik, it doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, why would I do this? And by the way, this is not just, I mean, here we see it every day. The people put their line on the life to protect Jews. But with respect to them, you also see it, and you also saw it in Vietnam, and you also saw it in communist Russia, and you also saw it with the Japanese, and you saw it all over. This is the inyan of Malchus. This is what Malchus is. That Malchus is somehow we have a koach to follow and do for the Malchus. That's what Malchus is. If it's Malchus Hashem, then you're doing it for Malchus Hashem. But either way, a chayal is somebody who's mashlich tzorche atzmai mineged. If you have the audience with your superior, the concept there is a good soldier is not asking, like I really want a shinier pair of boots. These don't look good. What he's really asking for is he's suggesting his strategy as to how to go further in war. Markadisli and Markadisli, each one according to the rank that he's in. Moisher Nafshei Birtsinei Rakal Kvoid HaMelech. This all, we're all in it for the Melech. That's the Pshat in Chayalim. We're not here to talk about the Tzava, we're here to just the Mashal. It's a Mashal of Tzava. Sheyasig HaKeser Melucha Shaloysa HaMedina. You're working for the higher authority that is trying to accomplish something for the, whether it's defensive or offensive, you're trying to accomplish something for the Malchus. That's the idea. But Tinase Malchuse, so his Malchus should live on. And this is true whether it's David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, Lahavdil, Napoleon. It doesn't make any difference. You're working for the Malchus. Ken Roy Ma'oy Lahaya Adam Hayashar, not to be taken, sometimes these Mashalim might feel trite to me, but he says this is not trite. Kain Roy Ma'oy La Adam Hayashar Lasum Kol Kavanosei Vitoyer Machshavte Bitfilosei Rak Lahoisiv Tet Koyach by Olamos HaKadoshim. Our Kavana in davening is to give Koyach to the Olamos HaKadoshim. Ula Oirer, and here's the key words, La Oirer Bikoy Loi, we are Ma'oyer with our Koyal. Hakol el yain, the kol gadol shelo yasaf. La amshach haminei birkan, and from this we can bring bracha into the world, unehira lakula, and light to everyone. La havi ruach hatumah min ha'olam, we're davening la havi ruach hatumah min ha'olam. Yisukin ha'olam malchusa yisbarach shmai v'loi al inyanav v'tzarchei atzmai klal. The idea is not to daven for yourself at all, you're davening for kvod shemaim. This is what he calls over and over again, tzarech gavoya. So, chayrut apele, if that's the case, so why does it say, Rufa'inu Hashem v'nei rafei, Barech aleinu Hashem aleikeinu, Shmak aleinu Hashem aleikeinu. If I'm davening for Hashem, so I'm davening for Hashem.
This is really Kedusha, right? Kedusha,
this is Kedusha. Kedusha, good. Yeheshmei HaGadol. Kaddish, Bechlau. Kaddish.
Because you can't have a sick, poor, needy army. You need
I was moved by the secular press. The headlines of the Pittsburgh Secular Press, Pittsburgh Times, whatever it's called, is in Hebrew, Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shemei Rabba. Somebody there has good imagination. I don't know if they realize how powerful it was. I mean, I think Kaddish is Kaddish. Somebody died, you say Kaddish, but it's a different inyan. Yiskadal v'yiskada shemei rabba is a tefillah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a tefillah for Kvod Hashem. Yiskadal v'yiskada shemei rabba. As you say, Yehei shemei rabba mevarach. Lo'olam olam me'omaya. Lo'olam olam me'omaya. Interesting, Rashi Tosfos. Olam olam me'omaya means forever. Or olam olam me'omaya means deeper worlds and deeper worlds and deeper worlds. Olam olam me'omaya yisbarach. It's a tefillah for Hashem. That was the headline. The headline is a tefillah for Hashem. Kaddish, I understand. So we should come to shul and say Kaddish. But why are we saying Re'ena v'anyenu, v'riva rivenu, ogalenu me'er l'man shemech, re'ena v'anyenu. It's so self-centered, that tefillah.
L'man shemech. L'man
shemech. Oh. So you have to be medayik two things here. Number one is, this kasha is answered with another kasha, is why is it all in Lashon Rabbim? Why not just say re'va'anyi, or at least shema koili? Why does everything have to be Belush and Rabbim? And what needs to be understood here is as the Pshutei Shel Mikra of Davening is that what we're talking about here, it's deeper, I think, than what you're saying. We're not Malachim, we're people. We're in charge of the domain that we're in charge of. We don't have to worry. It's not our job to worry to be masakan elamai so the malachim have a comfortable bed to sleep in. The The only remez to us davening for the Shemayim is Amalek. Ki yad al keska melchom el Hashem ba'Amalek. We have to be moicha Amalek because ein akise shalem kes ve'ein Hashem shalem ka until Amalek is gone. Okay, so all of a sudden we're davening for Hashem's chair. Amun nazach. But that's not what we're davening for. We're davening for is that Amalek creates a chil. That's just a piece of inside information that for some reason the Torah decided to give us, which doesn't always give us, we're not always privy to. But what are we davening for with Amalek? We're davening there should be no more Nazis. That's what we're davening for. Why? Because if there is, see what happened, the Holocaust. You know, so many Christians said, "Oh, you see that the Jews are not right." There's books, volumes written by Christian fundamentalists that use the Holocaust as a proof that we're not worshiping correctly. Yeah, well, I'll tell you something, how careful you have to be, because every time I say something about the Christians or about Yashka, I get tons of emails from Christians because they listen to my share, so hi. But it's an amazing thing, like you got to be careful what you say when anybody in the room has a smartphone, you know. Like, yeah. but I am careful with what I'm saying, and this was the kind of, so what is that? In its best expression, that's called Chilul Hashem. The Chilul Hashem is that here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you chose a people, and here you gave them the Torah, and here you told them how to be Jews, and here you have Tzaddikim Yesharim, or any Jews that are being destroyed because they're Jewish. The Chilul Hashem. Isn't it a Chilul Hashem?
And here, the biggest issue is suffering and evil.
Suffering?
And evil. So how can God
exist? Right. That's the biggest question anybody asks. I mean,
and personal stuff.
Where was God during the Holocaust? Yeah. So Chilul Hashem. So
tsunami and
yeah. So all these right, whatever tragedy happens comes to this world, it's a Chilul Hashem. And to anybody, obviously, you know, even if it's hurting a forest or hurting animals, but hurting, whoever it is, but here you gave us all these brachas of Am Hanifchar and all. And them you're killing, so that's a Chilul Hashem. So when we're davening, our anti-Amalek prayer is, this is the glimpse into it, is Ein Hashem Shalem, Ein Akise Shalem, Ashtimcha Zecher Amalek. We're fighting them in this world. Moshe Rabbeinu's picking up his hands, and we're doing war on land. This is war, machine guns and everything. This was a war. But what the inner machshava of it is, the Kisei HaKavod is not Shalem, meaning simply means I believe that it's a Chilul Hashem. You know, Ladayek, the Kisei HaKavod. You know, there's four worlds: Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. Kisei HaKavod is in the world of Bria. Chilul Hashem is in the world of Bria. Where your Makadish and where your Mechalel is in the world of Bria. Daika for those that are into these things. This has all happened. Nothing happens in the world of Atzilus. There's no possibility of Chilul Hashem in the world of Atzilus. Kulayim er kavod. But under that comes to be a zilzul for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem made the world. Hashem made the world, and you're mezalzel in the world, and you're hurting the world. So this is the Chilul Hashem. So what is the tefillah? Let me make a very docket. Don't take this as a simple point because it took me a long time to realize this. that Rifa'enu is not talking about that. Oh God, I have a headache. Can you help that? Also, but that's not the ikir. The ikir is Rifa'enu is we're stating what our department is. Our department is in the department of Refua and Bracha and farming and Koilenu, Shema Koilenu, the Kol Cotton. We're not davening for the Kvod Hashem on the Kisei HaKavod. That's a mamela. What we're davening for is at least the part that Hashem, you created the world for us to take care of, La'avdo L'shamra. So now we're davening, Refa'inu. This is our department. I'll tell you a mistake that a lot of people make. People say, you go to the doctor. How are you allowed to go to the doctor? Right? So the Rabban is against, this one's against, you know, how are you allowed to go? But the Gemara says, Mikan shenitein rishus l'roifei l'rapa. This is what the Gemara says, that you need rishus. The doctor gets rishus to give a refuah. Why do you need rishus? L'chor rishus, everything's min ha-shamayim. And we're going to talk more about that. Mikan shenitein rishus l'roifei l'rapa. So, but if you're a scholar, you'll know that the Gemara never says such a thing. Mikan shenitein rishus l'roifei l'rapa. The Gemara says, Mikan that's the pasuk. Mikan shenitein rashus. Rashus, resh with a patach and shus. It's not rishus, it's rashus. What's the difference? You have, now that we live in Israel, we know that there's the rashus hadoar, rashus hachashmal, rashus hamisim. There are all kinds of rishus harabim. It's not the permission. Rashus harabim, rashus hayochid. It could be medayik, and I love it. It's a domain. It's the authority. That's what it means. Mikan shenitein rashus l'roifei l'rapai. Hashem gives his refuah. He creates a rashus called, much like the tax department, there's the medical department in God's world, and the rofe is a lot of work within that parameter. That's the definition of it. So it means to say that that's the emes of what the Gemara means. Everything else is amaratzis. That's what the Gemara means. Mikan shenitein rashus l'roifei l'rapai, and that's true of every different discipline, that Hashem creates different rashuyos. This is your department, this is your domain. This is where, just like there's a rashus hayachid and a rashus harabim, not to do with the word rishus, meaning permission. Maybe the word rishus comes from the word rashus. This could be. I'm not such a Hebraist. But that's the way that works. And it means to say that when I'm saying rifa'enu, barachalenu, reivanyenu, I'm talking about, okay, I'm standing in front of Hashem and I'm saying, these are the areas, let's call it 19 areas of authority that I'm in charge in. Make no mistake, I'm not asking you for a refuah shleima. I'm speaking b'lashon rabim. Why am I speaking b'lashon rabim? I'm speaking b'lashon rabim, I'm talking about the world. Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei rafei. I'm speaking about the word, and listen to the words. Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei rafei. Great. It's a two-step program here. I'm not talking about my headache. I'm talking about bring the shefa bracha of refuah into this world. Should it fall on me also? Lav dafka. The Gemara says, as I keep mentioning, kol olam misparnes mi bishvil chanina b'ni, v'chanina b'ni had no parnasa. Chanina ben doisa had no parnasa. It didn't make any difference to Chanina ben doisa. This was not martyrism. What he was doing is he was doing what he was supposed to be doing. He was davening for the world, that Hashem chose that the shefa shouldn't fall on him, so that you'll open up Reb Tzadok HaKohen. I'll explain to you why that is. But at some, he was just davening for the world, and such was true in Beitar in the time of the Hadrian decrees. There was one tzaddik, the Gemara says, who was davening and holding up the world, and the Zohar tells us there are 36 tzaddikim that are holding up the world. It's a minimal amount of support system of pillars which have to connect between Shemayim and Aretz. And Agav, just while we're here, could I just, for the sake of learning, so many halachas require the Shemayim being mechubar l'karka, you know? We're talking about it even Friday night. A kever has to be mechubar l'karka. Mikveh has to be mechubar l'karka. The idea is this is the touching of Shemayim v'aretz. The whole idea is, the whole concept was that mechubar l'karka. Why can't I make a mikveh in a helicopter? Be cool. But what's the problem? You know, like you can get married on a parachute, so why can't you go to the mikveh already while you're there? But the pshat is that at mechubar l'karka, it's all about this world. Rifa'enu, revanyenu. These are the dominions that we have, and this is what we're in charge from. And if it's not b'lashon rabim, you've missed the point. So everything has to be b'lashon rabim. Otherwise, it misses it. So we're davening that shouldn't be chilul Hashem. So it's not just l'man shemecha. It's not even like Rosh Hashanah, which is the ikar of tefillos, is going to say there's nothing there for ourselves personally. Can you sneak in a Yehi Ratzon if you have an art school sitter? You know, this is good for Parnassa, this is good for... Okay. Sneak it in when nobody's looking. You know, you've got to feel guilty when you do that. And then you have to also choose whether you want money or whether you want kids. Like, you know, it's complicated. But the thing is that that's not the Ikar HaTfilah. That's a footnote in an art school sitter, which, you know, I don't even know where it came from. The Ikar of the Tfilah is all B'loshin Rabim. It's not for me, B'chlal. Yom Kippur already, you're allowed to... Lifnei Hashem Titaru, you're allowed to be asked personal, but also that's Laman Shemecha. You see, one more thing before we do the next paragraph, which says what I'm saying, but I'm trying to make this point for the last 5-6 shiurim, so I'm just going to say that the Gemara says in Brachos that that the Rabbanon means the Amoraim, Rav Amnuna, Rav Shmuel. After they finished davening, they made their own personal prayer. What we say is, etc. Many different nuschais have different things that you put in there. Mostly what we say, the tour tells us, is a composite of all 12 different prayers that the different Amoraim said, Basir Ditzlusay. And they were all personal prayers, and we say what we want. And you could even add your own. The Mishnah Berurah says that's a better place to add your personal tefillos, actually, than in Shema Koleinu. And now I understand the omic of it, because Shema Koleinu, you're davening for the tzibur. And Elikai Netzar, it makes sense. You're davening for yourself. So the Mishnah Berurah says, and the Goyin tells us, you should do that before you say Yul Ratzon. So you could chaperai your own personal tefillos. There's a makom for your personal tefillos. But the idea is not to have kavana only by Elikai Netzar. The idea is to have kavana in the whole thing. But the Gemara says that this one daven, this buser that still say that one daven, that may my enemies fall before me, may I have a refuah shalema, may I be saved from your lashon hara, etc., etc. The question is, if they wanted to daven a personal prayer, why did they do it dafka attached to the Shemoneh Esrei? The Shemoneh Esrei means something else. The Shemoneh Esrei is a tefillah for Hashem's world to work, for the Shekhinah to be shara al adoma, for the Shekhinah to be mechuber lekarka. So why did they put it in over there? And the answer is that one part of it is common to all the Amoraim, and that is the leman. This is the Rabbi Yitzchok. So, Asay Laman Shemecha, Asay Laman Yeminecha, Asay Laman Kedushasecha, Asay Laman Torasecha. Different orders and different sidurim, but they're all there. It's a lashon of kashti, kiba kashti, avarti asayarding. Laman Kedushasecha, Laman Shechinasecha, Laman Torasecha, Laman Yeminecha, kashti. So, what's the I believe that the basar that slusay, the tefillah that the Amoraim said after tefillah, was the matir for the whole tefillah. Meaning that, Ribbono shel Olam, I'm putting in my own tefillahs in the tefillah, I'm saying my own things in Shema Koleinu, when I say Rafeinu Hashem v'nei Rafe, of course I'm thinking about myself and my family, and when I end off with Elokai Netzor L'Shein Yimeira, I'm certainly speaking about myself, but I want you to know, Ribbono shel Olam, that Asay Laman Shemecha, Asay Laman Yiminecha, Asay Laman Kedushasecha, Asay Laman Shechinasecha, some have a long list. This is all for you. So even what's for me is for you. Even what's for me is for you. Give me koach, and I'll be able to give tzedakah. Give me koach, I'll be able to teach people. Give me koach, I'll be able to make a Kiddush Hashem. For sure it was Tmidin. But it's a davar. For sure, that was tefillos keneged tamidim tiknun. That was for sure all tzarich kavoya. It's barely that when Avraham Avinu was masakin tefillos shacharis and Yitzchok was masakin tefillos mincha, they were davening for the world. It was in their schus, the schus of the avos, that the world was maskayim. How do I know? Nefesh HaChaim says There's a, like, you know, Yitzchak walking around, you know, man, I need a shidduch. I mean, okay, if he was davening for a shidduch, what was Avraham Avinu davening for? He should find a burial place for Sarah. I got, you know, mentioned this in Shul and Shabbos, that Avraham Avinu didn't make the Marisa Machpelah. He discovered the Marisa Machpelah. He discovered that Adam and Chava were buried there. He discovered the burial place of Adam and Chava. As I state. And why did he discover? Why was he zeicher to discover it? Because he did the Akedah. And in the schus of doing the Akedah, Hashem was mezakeh him to find the place of the Marisa Machpelah. To find the Beis HaKavura, Makom HaKavura of Adam and Chava. Because the Akedah took him to the Matzav of Adam HaRishon Kodem Achet. That's what it says in the Zohar. So Adam HaRishon Kodem Achet with the Akedah, so he was able to see them, and the Zohar describes how he saw them, and their faces were shining, and he says, Ekbara Smesi Lefonai. I want to bury my dead here. I want to be in that number. Adam, Chava, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Everybody but Rachel's was buried in the Maris HaMachpelah, in the Schus of the Akedah. But again, you know, the Tefillah Ha'avos was, can I get, you know, Shachris, the Tzvar Tefillahs, can I get Avos Tiknun, can I get Tmidim Tiknun? Minimally, and I would say even maximally, the reason, and with this I'll end for today, it has to be B'lashin Rabim. It has to be B'lashon Rabim, Rifa Einu, Reva Nyenu, even Shema Koleinu. It has to be B'lashon Rabim because I'm not davening for myself. I'm davening for the Tzibur that Hashem, you created to take care of the world. So by taking it away from myself and putting it B'lashon Rabim, it makes it clarifies that I'm dealing with my department, but for everybody in the department. And that's not a personal tefillah, yeah? This is, in other words, this is Lashon Rabim. This is why the Arizal says that before you daven, you should say, Hareini Mekabel Alai, Smitzvah Sesei Min HaTorah, V'Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha. It's not a skula. It's a kavana. Not a skula. Oh, if I say this, I'll... It's a kavana. The kavana is that my tefillah now that I'm saying, the Hashem Sfasai Tiptoch that I'm saying is V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. I'm not distinguishing myself from everyone, and this is from everybody else in the world. And this is also why it's so important to daven b'tzibur. Because if you daven b'yachid, your davening is b'yachid for yachid. If you daven b'tzibur, so then it becomes, as Rav Soloveitchik often pointed out, that there's tefillah Hayachid tefillah b'tzibur and tefillah hatzibur. Tefillah hatzibur, which is the lashon of the Rambam in many of the places, tefillah hatzibur is it's so clear that a tzibur is coming and speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the world. And the world is the merkava of the Shechina. The Avos realized when they were masakin tefillah that they are the merkava for the Shechina. The merkava of the Shechina has to be a good keli. What we're doing, here's the final word. The kavana is that if Hashem gives us a keli, and in that keli he puts shefa, we need to daven to Hashem that the keli is nice. It's not broken. It doesn't have holes in it. It doesn't leak. This is we're davening for the keli. When we're davening for our, because otherwise, where's the shefa? When we're davening for the hashras hashchina to come into this world, we have to see the whole world as a keli. We have to see ourselves as a keli for the Merkava, just like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did. And when you're a keli, the keli has to be nice. The keli can't leak. The keli has to be solid.
Is that Kisei Shalem?
And that's what Kisei Shalem means in our world. That's Ein Hashem Shalem, Ein Kisei Shalem. You know that Yud K is up there. Vav K is down here. Kase is there, and the Aleph is here. This is Sefer Ayetzirah. Page 2, which is about as far as I got. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's it.